This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1802. Is it really a good question?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app. In today's episode, one student asks us, what does the phrase, that's a good question, mean? And when do natives use it? Do we use it in more situations than you think? Find out today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Aubrey. How's it going today?
I am great, Lindsay. How are you?
So excited to be recording. Today's episode is on video over in YouTube, and it is also a podcast as always.
Yes. And I have a fun question here for you.
Okay.
I'm wondering, do you think people should recycle more?
That is a good question. Yeah, I do actually, because I've recently done a couple of trips where I've stayed with some family friends and they didn't recycle. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's 2022. How are we not recycling?
Right. So yeah, it's not available everywhere in the United States, at least a lot of rural areas. You have to like take recycling and take it pretty far to deliver somewhere. It's not picked up at your home. So it's less convenient.
And it costs more money, right? So it doesn't always make sense for people. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's true. I agree though. I do think it should happen more. This is an interesting topic that comes up on IELTS a lot, which is interesting.
Right.
But our question today is about your response to my question, right? I asked if you think people should recycle more and you said, ooh, that's a good question, which is often the first thing we say when someone asks us something a little bit interesting, a little bit thought-provoking, right?
Yeah. And I love that. The other reason I do this is because I buy myself some time, right? And we'll probably talk about this here, and that could work on IELTS too. Buy ourselves a little time to actually say what we want to say, because sometimes when we rush to the answer, we don't say the true answer, what we actually believe. We just say what comes to mind first, right?
Yes, exactly. With IELTS prep, we call it a filler phrase, where you need to have something to say that doesn't take any of your brain space. You've practiced it. You know you can say it perfectly. And this is how it is for natives. We can say this without thinking about it while we give ourselves a second to think, what actually is my opinion about this?
Yeah. And I think for our listeners, guys, you can learn to do the same thing very quickly, right? To be able to take these filler phrases, buy yourself a little time and get an interesting answer, right? Because we don't want dull answers. We want interesting answers.
Yes, exactly. And this episode was inspired by a really good question from someone in our Chinese community. We have a really good friend, Sandy, who posts all of our posts in China on Bilibili. And this came from a listener in China. I'll go ahead and read the question. Yeah.
Yes, please do.
Would you please teach us what people really mean when they say, that's a good question? Does it mean the question is good or the question is hard to answer?
Oh, I love this question. And it means that this listener has been actually paying attention to real native English, right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. Because you guys hear natives say that. This listener has heard us say this. And it is, you can kind of tell it's a filler. So what do you mean? Do you mean that's difficult for me to answer? Or do you mean it's interesting? And there is a pretty specific meaning here. It's a filler phrase, like you said.
Yeah.
But we don't say it when it's something hard to answer. It's just when it's something interesting, something a little thought-provoking. I might have to think about my answer here. Not necessarily difficult. I would never say this if someone asked me to answer like a chemistry question.
Right, like nanomath or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say, that's a good question. I would say something else.
Right. Because that question, I mean, I'm not going to make any presumptions, right? But for me, if someone asked me a question about nanomath, I would not be in the ballpark to answer that question. So if I, by saying that's a good question, I'm implying that I can actually answer that legitimately, right? Exactly. And I can't.
And I can't. I love that you're not making any assumptions, assuming maybe I know something about nanotechnology.
Right.
No, I also would not know how to answer those questions.
Okay. So that's the reasoning here. Yeah.
Yes. And there are specific phrases that we do use if a question is difficult, hard to answer. So we're going to first give some information about the nuance of this, of saying that's a good question.
Yeah.
And then also give you these phrases that you would want to say if something is more of a tough, difficult question.
Yeah, I love this. This is a very high level topic for our listeners today. Aubrey, do we have any other episodes that are related that our listeners could check out when they're done today?
Yeah, I think we should point out that this is really a compliment. This is kind of a filler, but you're also complimenting someone that they're asking you a thoughtful, interesting question. Ah. And there's a really good episode, if you guys haven't listened to it or not recently, All Ears English episode 718 is the best way to give a top-notch compliment at work in English. And this is one of those ways, right? To let someone know they've asked an interesting question. And there's a lot of other great advice in that episode. Be sure to check it out.
Yeah, I love that. Great idea. It's all about how we talk to our coworkers at work, Aubrey. Giving compliments is a way to build that relationship. And we're going to need those relationships someday, right? We want to like the people we work with. So go for it, guys. And Aubrey, I just want to take a minute to say thank you to our reviewers of All Ears English. Guys, you can leave us a review and you'll have a chance to get your name announced on the show. So yes. I want to say a special thanks to Miriam from the US, to who else? Silk Road 1123 from Taiwan, Mabuse from Iran, and thank you to Fatem Aramesh from the US. Those are just a few of our amazing reviewers in the last couple of months. Guys, leave a review and a rating for All Ears English.
Yes, awesome. I love reading those reviews. So yes, keep them coming, guys.
Yes. All right, Aubrey, let's get into it. So where do we start today?
Yeah. So there is quite a bit of nuance when someone says this, right? Especially if it's a teacher. I feel like if a teacher says, that's an interesting question to a student, mm-hmm. there are a few possible things that that teacher means, right? So let's go through these first of all.
Yeah.
The first is kind of what we were saying, where it's clear that you have thought about what's being discussed and, or being taught, and you have an interesting, thought-provoking question, right?
Yeah.
This is not something a teacher is going to say if it's not a great question, right?
Yeah,
if it's,
of course.
Like, what page are we on?
Yeah, this is not something that people just throw out as a compliment when they don't mean it, right? Exactly. They would not say that. It's only so if you do get this, you know, response, it's a good sign that you're actually creating a nice environment, right?
Yes, exactly. A teacher might also say it if you are bringing up a point that hasn't previously been considered or discussed, mm-hmm. they're sort of complimenting you that, okay, you're taking this conversation in a really interesting way.
Yeah. And then the third one, guys, is to encourage participation, right? And what kind of situation would this be, Aubrey? Tell us about
this. I used to say this to my students all the time in the Bronx, in New York, right? Especially if it's a student that doesn't participate very often.
Ah.
So you want to encourage them. You want them to feel good for having asked a question.
Okay.
There's that mindset of all questions are good questions in some classes, right?
Yeah,
because often sure. it's especially language classes, it's a little scary to put yourself out there and to comment. So I often a student would ask something, I'd be like, that is an interesting question.
Right? Yes, I love it. I love it. That makes sense. Okay. All right. And then, but can this ever be patronizing, Aubrey? I mean, what do you think about that? Is this going to create an air of superiority when we say it?
Yes, I think that can definitely happen, right? So I think of a specific moment. I was in a college course and a student wasn't paying attention and they asked about something that had just been discussed at length. And the teacher was like, Interesting question. And they were sort of being sarcastic and patronizing them. And I can see that happening, right? So it isn't okay to say this after just any question. We want to kind of point this out right here, right? For example, if you're in a business meeting, if a coworker has asked a question that was answered recently, making it pretty clear they weren't paying attention, if you say this, it's going to come across as very sarcastic, sort of patronizing, and you wouldn't want to do that. That might damage the relationship.
Yeah, I'm wondering what happened in that classroom. Where did the student eventually catch on that, you know, she was being made fun of by the teacher in a way?
Yeah, because they did say after, it was sort of like, can anyone answer this question? And so then the person was like, well, like we just discussed, you know, and then they answered it and the student felt pretty sheepish, like, ooh, I should be paying attention better.
Ooh, that's a great bonus phrase for our listeners today. I love that you just threw that phrase, that word in there, sheepish. What does that mean for our listeners?
It's funny to think of someone feeling like a sheep. It means to feel a little embarrassed, a little foolish. Okay. You've done something that you regret. So you feel a little bit sheepish.
I love it, guys. So write that word down.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Aubrey, what else do we need to know today?
Yeah, so let's go over a few phrases that you should say if a question is hard to answer, if it's a difficult answer. If someone asked us about nanotechnology, what would we say?
All right. Well, I would say something like, that's a tough question, right? Or that's a difficult question. Okay. Yes. So that's different than that's a good question or a great question.
Yeah. Or that's a tricky one. I love the word tricky, meaning just, we use it just to mean difficult, right? Ooh, I don't know the answer. That's a tricky one.
Yeah. Or here's another great vocabulary for our listeners, to stump you, right? Something has stumped you. So that one, I might say that one stumps me, right? In the present tense, but you had suggested in the past tense, in the present perfect. What do you think?
This is how I'd say it. I'd be like, ooh, that one stumped me. Meaning past I don't tense. Know the answer, right? And this isn't something you'd say like, oh, that stumped me. And then you say the answer, then you think of it. This means I don't know, right?
Right.
You got me. I'm stumped.
Yeah, I'm stumped. And then I think in the there's a lot of ways we could do this. A lot of different ways we can use this word, but I'm stumped is good too. I'm stumped. I don't know. What's the answer? Right?
Exactly.
Yes, I love it.
So all right. I think we should do a couple of little mini role plays.
Yes.
This first one, it's like a coworker is, asking you a question that is personal that you don't wish to answer.
Okay. Right, I love it.
I'll start us out. Ready?
Here we go.
What religion are you? Do you mind me asking?
Oh yeah. I'd rather not say. You know what they say, never discuss politics or religion.
Oh yeah, true. What about hobbies? Have you gotten into anything fun lately? Okay, so this is interesting. What we're talking about here is some questions aren't as appropriate to ask, right? But how do you handle that? If someone asks you a question at work and you don't want to answer, this could potentially create a really awkward interaction, and we want to avoid that. So you need the vocabulary for that. How can I politely say, no, I don't want to answer that, right?
Yeah.
So this is a good example.
Yeah. And so how does this tie back to the good question? Don't say that's a good question.
Exactly, right? This is a question that you wouldn't answer with, ooh, that's a good question. That's a great question. And then say, but I don't want to answer.
Very awkward, very weird. And honestly, we can do another episode someday on how to handle those questions, right? Those questions that are awkward that you just don't want to talk about, but totally different response, guys. Okay.
Yes, exactly. And here's a possible better reaction than my professor had. Let's assume that student asks about something, or at work in a meeting, somebody asks about something that you just discussed. Let's do a mini role play on a better way to handle that. Vocabulary you can use to get rid of the awkwardness, to avoid that awkward interaction.
Okay, here we go. Go for it. You can start us off. Yeah.
Yeah. What impact has our recent volunteer work had on public opinion?
Well, we discussed that while reviewing our most recent survey, right? If you can get notes from Jan, that would be great. And that way we can move on to the next agenda item.
Okay, sounds good. I must have missed that. Sorry.
Okay, so what you're saying here is we've already talked about that, right? Your question is inappropriate. Is that what we're doing?
Right, exactly, yeah. Right? This is that scenario where you're in a work meeting and someone's asked about something you just discussed at length.
Yes.
And so we're not going to, again, discuss it at length to answer their question because everyone in the meeting has already heard it. That would be a waste of their time. So you need to have a polite way to let them know, okay, we've discussed this. Mm-hmm. You know, what should they do and how can we quickly move on to the next agenda item? So I sort of love this way of handling that.
Yeah, because, and this could be another great episode too, Aubrey, you know, certain words are just, they can sound very rude, even if you don't want them to sound rude. For example, if I had said, we already talked about that, that sounds rude and it doesn't sound professional.
Right. Or aren't you paying attention? We just covered that. Anything like that, which might be what your first instinct, that might be what you want to say because you're frustrated with this colleague that let themselves get distracted and missed something. I can see frustration coming and you responding with something that might embarrass them or call them out. It is a real skill to avoid doing that.
It is.
To instead pull yourself back and politely let them know, oh, we discussed that while, and I think name, right?
Yeah.
Name the previous agenda point.
Yeah.
We discussed that while reviewing our most recent survey. And then let them know, oh, if you can get the notes from the person sitting next to them, then we can move on to the next point. I think you can say that very politely and avoid humiliating them.
Yeah, it's a real art form, guys. I think this could be a whole other episode, Aubrey, for another day that we'll go into this more, guys. And by the way, it's okay if your inner dialogue says, we already talked about that, right? And you're freaking
it's okay
out.
To think that.
Actually, that's good because that means you're thinking in English. That's great. But you're not saying it, right? You're not saying it. You're coming up with more professional things that you can say and still communicate the point. That's for another day. I love it. I love it. So where should we wrap up today's episode? Coming back to good question, Aubrey.
Yeah. So thank you to the listener that sent in this question because it is a good question.
Yeah.
And yeah, just saying that phrase, that's a good question, is a great way to let someone know you think their question is thought-provoking
or
to encourage them. And then today's vocabulary gives you great ways to express also that a question is difficult or tough to answer.
Yes, I love it. And don't forget, it is a good way. If used at the right time, guys, this is a good way to buy yourself time. I think for me, the takeaway today is don't give boring answers.
Right.
Right. When someone asks you a question, use something like that. That's a good question to buy yourself a little time so that you can come up with something a little more interesting. Maybe an example, a case study, an anecdote, a story you just heard, and a point you read on the read about in the newspaper just a few minutes ago. This is why we have to consume information so we can say interesting things and have good conversations. Right,
yes,
Aubrey?
So we're ready for that. Yes, I love that. And then just keep in mind, unfortunately, you know, not all questions are good questions, right? And not all questions would be worthy of this response to say, that's a good question, right?
Yeah.
That might actually just make someone feel foolish or awkward if it turns out they actually just missed something. So if it's not
a
good question, use today's phrases from our mini role plays to tactfully respond and avoid any awkward situations.
Yeah, because it can sound a little disingenuous, guys, if you're always giving out these compliments. Oh, good question. What about the people that are hearing you say that to that person? You lose credibility in their eyes, right? If you give out compliments when they don't deserve it, when you're just trying to keep the peace, right? I love it.
Yes, that's so true, right? And the more you say the same thing over and over, the less power it has, right? So no one's going to feel complimented if they hear you say that 20 times a day.
Oh my gosh.
That's a really good point, Lindsay.
That's fantastic. I love it. All right. I know we're going to come back to this topic another day. So we'll finish up for today. Aubrey, thanks for hanging out with me on the mic and on the video. Guys, remember, if you want to catch this on video today, go over and check us out on YouTube. This episode will be there as well.
Yes, so fun. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right, Aubrey, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.